Japanese Laughs from Australia, Kairakute Black. Rakugo is a hilarious form of comic storytelling. The lone performer kneels on a stage with only a fan and a small cloth for props and tells long and complicated, sentimental, sensational, or ridiculous stories which end in a funny punchline. They often have aspects which provoke the audience's emotions. One of the key people for Rakugo in the 19th and early 20th centuries was Henry James Black, an Australian. Black came to Japan at the age of 7 with his family in 1865. His father was a journalist who published some of the first modern newspapers in Japan. Black learnt Japanese from his father's employees and started to tell funny tales in public when he was a teenager. His audience was delighted to see a foreigner not only fluent in Japanese, but able to make them laugh in that language. He published some of these stories in a new style of short, cheap books called Sokibon and became famous. In around 1890, he became a follower of the Rakugo master Sanyu Tenchō, and in March 1891, he adopted the stage name Kairakute Black. Soon after, he also started to act kabuki. He was an instant hit, playing mainly female roles. In 1903, Black made the first voice recording in Japan, one of his own stories, for the British Gramophone Company. Black's work was significant because it brought innovation and international themes to traditional Japanese entertainments, giving them relevance for modern Japan and helping them go global. In 1893, Black became a Japanese citizen, and his status as a white Japanese pop culture idol and the fact that many of his characters and stories were also hybrid Japanese-European helped change Japanese perceptions of who they were in the modern world. Black was a highly significant and nationally popular middleman between old and new Japan.